This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
A lot of people have no idea that Trump is headed for a historic defeat. That's why I think the larger the defeat, in a sense, the healthier it will be for the Republican Party, at least if it doesn't bring Paul Ryan's speakership down with him and there's a kind of healthy divided government, because it might be a wake-up call to those Republicans who have existed in this little thought bubble of their own that this isn't a winning form of politics.
Then this election, not only the Florida fall to Hillary Clinton, but this election overall, we could be talking landslide. And so
Hillary Clinton today is more likely to win in a landslide that would not only have an impact on this race, but realign the country politically to some extent, than Donald Trump is to win narrowly or at all.
It is. I mean, let's say it is a 4-point margin. That would translate to an electoral majority and probably electoral landslide for Hillary Clinton.
So, margin of error, This could be tight. Or it could be a landslide for Hillary.
Okay, so everybody is saying, most analysts are saying that Hillary Clinton's going to win in a landslide and that Ohio won't much matter this time around. Do you agree?
You know, if this collapse of support among women that you talked about in Senate, if that spreads among women voters all across the country, he's going to lose by a landslide and they could lose the Senate and the House.
GOP officials now fear that if Donald Trump loses by a landslide, he could take down the congressional majorities with him.
Not only am I concerned about the presidential race, I'm concerned about what the impact on down ballot races, including
being overly cautious just because I'm trying to be a little risk averse in my predictions, but I think that she's going to have a very good night.
So the technical term for that, if she's anywhere near your prediction, would be blowout.
I give a landslide. I don't know.
You call that a landslide.
I would say a landslide.
My bad.
If you want to know why half of America is in shock, that's a perfect reason right there. This is what was being reported to them. Like you said, not much different than what was reported in the days leading up to Brexit. A misunderstanding of this populist movement, and as we discussed with Roshini Rajkumar earlier, is that, this was an extension. I believe when you go back and you look at what happened with Arab Spring, what happened there? I mean, the people were revolting and saying enough of this. They wanted to have more control of their destiny. They wanted to, be able to control their country, and now here it was an opportunity. I will give you a programming heads up here right now. We are awaiting Hillary Clinton coming to the microphone and is going to present her remarks to the nation. And when she does, we're going to go to her live. And, Scott, I guess we're still standing by on that, right?
Yeah, she's still on her way over to the hall that they have reserved. She should be there shortly. When she goes live, I do not know.
Yeah, well, we'll just we'll make the transition. But till then, we'll again, entertain the responses from last night, and as people have woken up this morning to realize that. The government that was, the administration that was, will no longer be. We've got a whole new enchilada, as they say, with Donald Trump coming into play and with his contract with America, taking a lead from one of his advisors, Newt Gingrich, who undoubtedly will be part of his staff, I would think, that there would be a place for Newt Gingrich in the Donald Trump administration. And Newt, the speaker gave him some great advice in this contract with America. And, we look forward to the first 100 days, but it is going to be a process, as we discussed earlier. Like anybody that gains weight and realizes, hey, look, we need to lose weight. It's a process. It was a process to get there. It's going to be a process to get out. And this is going to be, like I said, it is going to require all hands on deck. Do not forget, this is a country of, for, and by we the people. By its statement, it more than implies that we need to be involved in the process. Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live. We've got more coming up.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, that's what it's all about here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the show. Thank you for joining us and being part of the team to do what we can. 7 out of 10 of us agree we're on the wrong track. I say great observation. Now let's talk about what being on the right track looks like, okay? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, the former congressman out of Colorado. Yes, dairy farmer, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, I should say former, and political analyst, the one and the only, Bob Beaupre is with us. Robert, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. I hope you're doing good.
Hey, doing tremendous. Are you kidding me? I mean, how much fun are we having now in this game of politics, huh?
Wow. I think over the last many months, you and I have said many times, this one's going to be strange. Well, it has lived up to its billing.
Yeah, it just keeps on going. You can't believe this deal. Well, Comey surprised everybody, gave a lifeline to one Donald Trump, as if Julian Assange hadn't already given several. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget the Veritas video as well. I mean, Hillary Clinton is surrounded by her own web of lies, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And, you know, we've seen the Clinton playbook played out in the last several days, several weeks, where it's always somebody else's fault. But, you know, on this, especially on the revelation that Comey notified Congress, the FBI investigation is open again. Mm-hmm. As he was obliged to do, by the way, she has nobody to blame but herself.
Right.
Had she not even set up a home cook server and tried to hide everything from the government she swore she would not hide things from, had she not exposed classified information, had she not lied to Congress, had she not lied to the FBI, had she not committed all these various mistakes, I'll be polite and call them mistakes,
mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be here. She wouldn't be here. So this is all of her own doing, and really gets down to what we've known for about 30 years now. The Clintons believe that they don't have to play by the rules. They don't have to follow the law, and they can somehow always get away with it. I hope and pray she doesn't always get away with it. This is not a good lady. And you know, character still should matter. And especially when you're choosing a president, and when you think that you're above the law, when you think that you can lie and get away with it, that's not the kind of person you want to put in the Oval Office.
Well, Bob, you know, what I'm hearing very little of is the social impact that this has. I mean, we're voting for somebody for president who, you know, you say you want to be nice because you're a gentleman. And I'm the same way. I can't believe that, you know, when we talk about the president, the highest office in the land, and we've been doing this for the last 8 years, and now somebody who has aspirations for it, that
you know, that the term liar is being associated with the president. And, here's another one. I don't know if you caught this or not, but Google, and I don't know if this was sheer, you know, serendipity, accident, or whatever, but for several hours on Sunday, if you just Googled pathological lying because you want to know what it was because it keeps coming up, guess whose picture? I mean,
whose face shows up?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when we were kids growing up, remember we would talk about in the dictionary, under pathological lying, you know, there would be her picture. Google had her picture up there. I mean, it's like, oops.
Yeah, and, oops indeed.
And here's Google, who has been on Team Clinton all along. They've done everything they could within their power to orchestrate her popularity and put her in position. You talk about putting the thumb on the scale when it comes to Google. They have all been complicit in this whole situation. And now they accidentally tie in her face to pathological lying. That's hysterical.
Well, I applaud you for even bringing it up. It really started with her husband. You know, his scandals, I guess we don't have to recount. People know him. Those were supposed to be forgiven or at least ignored and excused away because they were personal, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we think back over our nation's history, and it wasn't only the fact that we believed in an idea of individual liberty, an idea that our laws were based on Judeo-Christian principles, that our rights came from our Creator, that there was something bigger than ourselves. We had a responsibility to something far bigger than ourselves, all of which goes back to, yes, we believed in freedom, an ordered liberty, if you will.
Right.
But we also believed that character mattered, integrity and trust and ethics. And beginning really with Bill Clinton, and at a time, you know, I know how young I was then during the age of relativism. It feels good, do it.
Right.
And you know what? If I like it, it must be okay.
That's right. You got to love the one you're with, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
So society was forgiving of his mistakes, infidelity, scandals, and much as they'd like to be forgiven for all of their own individual scandals and mistakes. But America was never about our leaders not having made mistakes, not having some vices. It was, though, about, even with those vices and mistakes and human failings, our leaders at least still had a sense of right and wrong and propriety.
Exactly.
And now none of that is supposed to matter. If it matters anywhere, it certainly ought to matter inside the office of the most powerful person in the world, the leader of the most powerful nation in the world. And, you know, that, I think that's what's gnawing at so many people right now when you consider Hillary. And I guess we ought to be honest and say that Donald got a few of those himself.
Right.
But Donald Trump, I don't believe, is as corrupt, as pathological as Hillary Clinton. And to his credit, he has surrounded himself with some good people. I put a lot of hope and faith in that. I give him credit for that. She has not, on the other hand. She surrounds herself with many of the same as her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's quite interesting. If you remember, Michelle Obama, back in 07, said something to the effect that if you can't run your own household, how can you run the White House, right?
Sure.
And now what people have to remember is where that came from. That whole concept of running your own house, then you can't expect to run a house of higher office. It comes from the Bible. And associated with that whole concept are all things that have to say about character. And so even though our founding fathers, and we all understand nobody is perfect, there are some basic expectations when it comes to, you know, being a leader, because you're going to have an influence on society. And dare I say, Bill Clinton has had his influence. I mean, I believe he ignited at least in our lifetime, a second sexual revolution that people do not want to talk about, but he did. And now Hillary, followed by Barack Obama, is telling all these young people that everything is more than relative, and it's also that you can lie about it as long as you can get away with it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Bob, we got to go
home to roost.
Exactly. We got to go to break. Bob Bupre with us. More from Bob right after this. Stay with us, America.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way it
Like Me Fresh every day, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with a former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Beaupre, continues. Bob, with, you know, this being as what they're calling the longest week for one Hillary Clinton, I would say the media and all her supporters, with what's going on, I mean, you know, surrounded by the release of WikiLeaks, and Julian Assange says, get ready. We've got something else coming that is going to be the death nail for her. And, you know, I started to say that, you know, my dad used to always say to me, he said, one thing about lying, not only do you have to have a great memory, but there's always one too many lies that finally opens up the dam and exposes you. I don't know if we're quite there yet with Hillary Clinton, because I've never been, you know, around someone in this kind of context where, you know, the lies keep on coming and people just choose to ignore the obvious.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. When all of this kind of started anew, the Julian Assange leaks and now the Comey notification to Congress of a new investigation, Claudia said, my, this might do her in. Well, we'll wait and see. It's obvious if you follow the polls. I know you do. I follow them meticulously. They are getting tight. Trump still has an uphill battle.
No doubt.
The polls, of course, are a look backward, not forward. So where he, I will say that he undoubtedly has the momentum right now. If he can somehow capture a state like Florida, Ohio, and he's almost got to run the table on some of these so-called swing states.
Exactly.
But it is still doable, and it's much more doable than it was 3-4 weeks ago. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I'm sure the downline is excited with what's happening right now, too, because they've, in a sense, have been given another lifeline, haven't they?
Absolutely. You mean down ticket?
Down ticket, down ballot. Right. Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, a guy like Pat Toomey has to be thrilled.
Yeah.
That this thing's tightening up, because he's in the fight of his life, and as are many others. And if people say, well, wait a minute, it's all about the presidency, isn't it? No, it isn't. This is about, you know, if the Republicans can't maintain the majority of the United States Senate, you not only have a new Senate president, a lot of people aren't Mitch McConnell fans. I get that.
Right.
But it means that Chuck Schumer is in charge. It means Elizabeth Warren is almost certainly a chairman of a major committee like Senate Finance and Banking. It means that that Bernie Sanders probably gets a committee chairmanship, and on and on and on. It is a dramatic shift. And you would have, if Hillary wins as well, you'd have Hillary with a Democrat-controlled Senate to just, I mean, wreak havoc.
Yes.
And push through all of her judicial appointments, which to me is absolutely enough. If people needed any reason to vote against her, vote for Donald Trump, it ought to be the Supreme Court, which will be around
without a doubt
for the lifetime of most of my kids and grandkids. It is a big deal. So,
not to mention, Bob, that you got Barack Obama willing to the former Secretary of State his pen and his cell phone for executive orders.
Yeah, you got all the precedents, bad precedents that he established. You know, Donald Trump says, I'll overturn him on day one, which I believe he would do. You know what she will do. She'll just double down.
Without a doubt.
Now, this is worse. Hillary, I am absolutely convinced, as bad as Barack Obama has been, and I wasn't just joking when I and many other people said that Jimmy Carter's got to be happy.
Right, exactly. You and me both.
I am convinced she would not only be a horrible president from a policy, ideological standpoint, the abuse of executive order. I think she really is one of the most corrupt, if not the most corrupt, person to ever seek this office, certainly in our lifetimes.
Well, what surprises me, Bob, is that with all the revelation, and this has been out there for almost a year now, what Peter Schweizer put out about the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. And
we're going to interrupt the current interview with Michael Rubin, which had aired previously, and we're going to go live to Hillary Clinton as she delivers her concession speech, which is now we see, Scott, we see John Podesta, some of her key people and supporters in the building already. So we're just waiting on her to come forth and go before the dais to deliver her concession speech. So we'll be breaking to that live here any second now.
But that is not happening. She has been defeated. Donald J. Trump will be the 45th president of the United States. He will be the commander-in-chief. In fact, we just got a statement from Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, saying that he and everyone at the Department of Defense are committed to overseeing, in his words, the orderly transition to the next commander-in-chief. That would be Donald Trump. And starting today, he is getting the same daily intelligence, national security intelligence briefings as the President of the United States. A very sad scene over there at the New Yorker Hotel. They're getting ready for Hillary Clinton. Gloria, as we await the Democratic nominee, this is going to be a difficult speech for her to get through.
I think it is. There's no doubt about it. And I think a lot of people who have been with her for decades are going to think this is the second of these kinds of speeches that she has had to give. And if you look at John Podesta's face there, it sort of says it all. What happens in campaigns is that people become family when they work for you. And people who have been around Hillary Clinton for a long time feel that today. And I'm sure that this is the most difficult speech she's ever given in her life. And, you know, this is somebody, and it's harder, Wolf, in talking to people who have lost. It's harder when you think you're going to win. Walter Mondale said to me, it wasn't as difficult for me because I kind of knew I was going to lose in advance. Hillary Clinton had just the opposite. I mean, that happened to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney thought he was going to win, and that was so difficult for him. And so when it flips like a light switch, that is an adjustment.
They just brought, I'm sure, the text of her speech, so she'll have it on the lectern there in addition to the teleprompter. It's going to be a moment for Hillary Clinton. I've seen her get sentimental at times. I've seen her choke up. I've seen her cry. I don't know if that's going to happen this time. I don't know how much rehearsal she has been able to do. She's going to try to be strong, Dana, but you know how very, very upset she and her staff is, and precisely because they worked so hard on her behalf.
I mean, look at Congressman Joe Crowley there, who's been he's a congressman from New York, a longtime friend and supporter. Like you said, John Podesta's face says it all. I mean, just that snapshot. And that's somebody who just believed in her and has for a long time. And to your point, Gloria, and you learned this in doing that amazing documentary about the losers, it is about those people in the front row, Robbie Moak, the campaign manager, Jake Sullivan, who has been closest to her, that she clearly will feel most bad about because she let them down. But because of the potential historic nature of this, it's all the little girls out there that she promised that she would show a woman president to, and the little boys who she would show that the 45th president could actually be a female.
David Gergen. I agree with that. I think it's going to be a very, very sad moment for her, but I think it's also important to remember with Hillary, she has a religious faith to fall back on. It's been very, very stabilizing for her. When she takes these blows, she's one of the most resilient people you can imagine. She'll be very sad, but inside that faith makes a big difference for her.
Yeah, Maeve, you've covered Hillary Clinton for a long time as well, and you know how painful this is for her because you know how hard that staff for 2 years, how hard they have worked day and night. You see all those faces in the front row there, Robbie Moak. You saw Podesta. You saw Jake Sullivan.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. As Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential race, there's another election that's also important to people with Medicare, the Medicare Annual Election Period, AEP, to enroll in Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. This year's AEP lasts from October 15th through December 7th. The first step to selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, looking at your healthcare budget, and anticipating any healthcare needs for 2017. This will help determine which Medicare plan is right for you.
Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment, for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana.
When identifying the best Medicare plan for you, remember the following tips. Comparison shop and research prescription drugs, and use Medicare.gov to analyze Medicare plans that cover the medications you need. Compare and consider plans that offer coverage you may need, like vision and dental benefits.
For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
How to get you into my life.
Can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay.
Well, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Get involved in the conversation. You can drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Hey, your opinion counts here. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We are still awaiting the arrival of Hillary Clinton. All our key people seem to be seated and ready, and we're waiting for her to come to the dais to deliver her concession speech. But meanwhile, we had Paul Ryan on earlier, congratulating Donald Trump again. He's said he spoke with the president-elect several times. It seems very positive that Paul Ryan is going to, help unify, certainly the Republican Party first, and then, do what he can for the rest of America. He has had many conversations with his good friends, Governor Pence, the Vice President-elect Pence. And so we seem to be moving in the right direction. Even Nancy Pelosi tweeted that, this is about the peaceful transition and orderly transition of the administration from old to now, President-elect Trump. And you can still see that people are very shocked still as they're waiting for Mrs. Clinton to come forth. And I believe she's starting to enter the room now. Abedin has just come in, and people have been wondering, where Uma has been since the situation, the exposure of her laptop emails and that. But she is here, represented in the crowd. So it's good that she's present. But
you know, we're ready to switch over to Mrs. Clinton. Tim Kaine is now entering the building and coming to the dais as well, he and his wife. And, you know, he's going to give, I guess, some comments first before Mrs. Clinton comes on. So stand by. We're going to go live to Hillary Clinton delivering her concession speech, and it will start with Tim Kaine.
Listen, as Tim Kaine, her vice presidential running mate, he goes up on the stage together with his wife, and he's going to say a few words to introduce Hillary Clinton.
My wife Ann and I are so proud of Hillary Clinton. I'm proud of Hillary Clinton because she has been and is a great history maker in everything she has done as a civil rights lawyer and First Lady of Arkansas and First Lady of this country and Senator and Secretary of State. She has made history in a nation that is good at so many things, but that has made it uniquely difficult for a woman to be elected to federal office. She became the first major party nominee as a woman to be president, and last night won the popular vote of Americans to be president. That is an amazing accomplishment. It is an amazing accomplishment. I'm proud of Hillary Clinton because, in the words of Langston Hughes, she's held fast to dreams. She was inspired at a young age to an epiphany that if families and children do well, that's the best barometer for whether a society does well. And in everything she's done, she's focused on that. We know she would have made history as a president in one sense, but we never have had a president who's made their whole career about the empowerment of families and children, and I was as excited about that in the Oval Office as I was excited to have my friend Hillary there and make history as the first woman president. I'm excited and proud of Hillary because she has built such a wonderful team. There's a beautiful and kind of comical parable in the New Testament about a vineyard owner who hires people to work and says, and I'm going to pay you this for a full day. Then he hires people at noon, and I'm going to pay you the same thing for the half day. Then he hires people 1 hour before, I'm going to pay you the same. And those who started early in the day said, hold on, you know, we don't like this, that you're treating everybody who came late just as well as you're treating us. I'm going to tell you something. Here's what I've come to know so well about Hillary, the team that she has assembled over the years of people that are so deeply loyal to her because she's so deeply loyal to them is inspiring. But I've seen that same degree of loyalty and compassion and sensitivity extended to the most recent folks who have joined the team, the folks who came to the vineyard with just 1 hour to go. Her loyalty and compassion of Hillary and Bill to people, if you're with you, you're with you. And that is just something so remarkable. And finally, I'm proud of Hillary because she loves this country. Nobody had to wonder about Hillary Clinton whether she would accept an outcome of an election in our beautiful democracy. Nobody had to ask that question. Nobody had to doubt it. She knows our country for what it is. She knows the system that we have and in its warts and blemishes. She's deeply in love with it and accepts it. She's been in battles before where if it didn't go her way, she accepted it, but then woke up the next day and battled again for the dreams that she's held fast to. And that love of country is something that I think is obvious to everybody, obvious to everyone. I want to thank Hillary Clinton for asking Ann and I to join this wild ride. We about a week before, she asked if I would be a running mate. Ann and I went up to Westchester, and we sat down with Hillary and Bill and with Chelsea and Mark and with Charlotte and Aiden for about 3 hours of conversation to try to determine whether we would be the right people to be on the ticket. And when we got in the car to head back to the airport after the three-hour discussion, I said to Ann, honey, I don't know whether we're going to be on this ticket or not, but I do know this. We're going to remember that 3 hours for the rest of our life. And now we'll remember 105 days that we've had with this fantastic couple of public servants and all of you for the rest of our life. I'll just say this. Hillary and I know well the wisdom and the words of William Faulkner. He said, they killed us, but they ain't whooped us yet. They killed us. But they ain't whooped us yet. Because we know that the work remains. We know that the dreams of empowering families and children remain. And in that work, that important work that we have to do as a nation, it is so comforting, even at a tough time, to know that Hillary Clinton is somebody until her very last breath is going to be battling for the values that make this nation great and the values that we care so deeply about. So now, please join me in welcoming Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Very much for being here. And I love you all, too. Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for, and I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life. I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort. This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it. It also enshrines other things: the rule of law, the principle that we are all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. We respect and cherish these values too, and we must defend them. And let me add, our constitutional democracy demands our participation, not just every 4 years, but all the time. So let's do all we can to keep advancing the causes and values we all hold dear, making our economy work for everyone, not just those at the top, protecting our country and protecting our planet, and breaking down all the barriers that hold any American back from achieving their dreams. We've spent a year and a half bringing together millions of people from every corner of our country to say with one voice that we believe that the American dream is big enough for everyone, for people of all races and religions, for men and women, for immigrants, for LGBT people, and people with disabilities, for everyone. So now, our responsibility as citizens is to keep doing our part to build that better, stronger, fairer America we seek. And I know you will. I am so grateful to stand with all of you. I want to thank Tim Kaine and Ann Holton for being our partner on this journey. It has been a joy getting to know them better, and it gives me great hope and comfort to know that Tim will remain on the front lines of our democracy representing Virginia in the Senate. To Barack and Michelle Obama, our country owes you an enormous debt of gratitude. We thank you for your graceful, determined leadership that has meant so much to so many Americans and people across the world. And to Bill and Chelsea, Mark, Charlotte, Aiden, our brothers and our entire family, my love for you means more than I can ever express. You crisscrossed this country on our behalf and lifted me up when I needed it most, even four-month-old Aiden, who traveled with his mom. I will always be grateful to the creative, talented, dedicated men and women at our headquarters in Brooklyn and across our country. You poured your hearts into this campaign. For some of you who are veterans, it was a campaign after you had done other campaigns. Some of you, it was your first campaign. I want each of you to know that you were the best campaign anybody could have ever expected or wanted. And to the millions of volunteers, community leaders, activists, and union organizers who knocked on doors, talked to neighbors, posted on Facebook, even in secret private Facebook sites. I want everybody coming out from behind that and make sure your voices are heard going forward. To everyone who sent in contributions as small as $5 and kept us going, thank you. Thank you from all of us. And to the young people in particular, I hope you will hear this. I have, as Tim said, spent my entire adult life fighting for what I believe in. I've had successes and I've had setbacks, sometimes really painful ones. Many of you are at the beginning of your professional, public, and political careers. You will have successes and setbacks, too. This loss hurts, but please never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it. You to keep up these fights now and for the rest of your lives. And to all the women, and especially the young women, who put their faith in this campaign and in me, I want you to know that nothing has made me prouder than to be your champion. I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now. And to all the little girls who are watching this, never doubt that you are valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance and opportunity in the world to pursue and achieve your own dreams. Finally, I am so grateful for our country and for all it has given to me. I count my blessings every single day that I am an American. And I still believe, as deeply as I ever have, that if we stand together and work together with respect for our differences, strength in our convictions, and love for this nation, our best days are still ahead of us. Because, you know, I believe we are stronger together and we will go forward together. And you should never, ever regret fighting for that. You know, Scripture tells us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So, my friends, let us have faith in each other. Let us not grow weary. Let us not lose heart. For there are more seasons to come, and there is more work to do. I am incredibly honored and grateful to have had this chance to represent all of you in this consequential election. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Hillary Clinton, in her concession speech, I tell you, gracious in defeat. And you appreciate the words that she had to share and how, Scott and this is tough. I mean, no doubt it would have been tough, you know, from Donald Trump's perspective as well. You know, for all that they put into it and all that the team, the Trump team put into this. You know, I was in constant contact with several insiders of the Trump campaign, and they were so focused. And, you know, somebody was going to be disappointed. There was no doubt about this. And, you know, it says a lot about this, you know, about this country that we're able to transition like this. I mean, how many other countries could go through a transition of power like this? And especially, you know, when you have such a hard fought battle and all the contention that was going on during this campaign, you know, it really, it says a lot about the voters. It says a lot about the leaders, even though we've been critical of the leadership of this country. It says that they're willing to still accept, you know, what our Constitution states, that we go out there. We are a country of ideas. We put the ideas out there. But clearly there has been a transition, you know, for a period of time. Progressives have had their way, and they've been able to test, I say, their theories. And, you know, the evidence is in on what they believed could happen. And, you know, what those theories gave us was Obamacare, a compromised international security, national security, you know, a weakened military, poverty that continues to move in the wrong direction, unemployment. This is what, you know, progressivism has delivered. Now, is it dead and going away? No more than it than the era of big government that Bill Clinton had announced back in the late 90s when he said, you know, after that midterm election when Democrats got so devastated and, you know, Newt Gingrich with his Contract of America came on the scene. And, you know, Bill Clinton had to make the announcement, say the era of big government. He was talking to his base to say, look, at the party is over. But it didn't take them long to again be revived and double down, and they were able to do this under Barack Obama. But you know, as we say, the evidence is clear, and we saw what progressivism has done. Now Donald Trump, probably for the first time, yeah, without a doubt, in over 100 years, will go into the Oval Office and have his party in charge of the Senate as well as the Congress. He has a definitive contract with America that he has pronounced. We wish him Godspeed, and the president-elect will be needing our prayers as we move forward as a nation, united for a common purpose. That's what this is all about. Thank you so much for being with us. We will see you tomorrow here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you were